We can head and write the mic works. L'chaim v'lebracha. 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 So of course, we all know the story, Yiddish or English? Yeah, Yiddish is fun, you know, Yiddish is geschmack. Yiddish is fart geschmack. I did it in Bar Park, it was very good. Everybody knows the Pasha of Chayelo. The Pasha of Chayelo is that in Tovshin Gimel, 1943, the Friedrich Rebbe was in America a little more than 3 years. So there's a Fabreng. I don't know exactly how the tzir of the Fabrengen was. L'cheire was in 770 upstairs. And the Friedrich Rebbe revealed that 50 years before Chayel Tofresh Nun Gimel, which is 1893, it was the Chayel of his Bar Mitzvah. He turned Bar Mitzvah 2 months before. So at that point, I think, the Friedrich Rebbe was already learning with his Madrich, the Rashbatz. Right, Melamdim is time to know this. That the Friedrich Rebbe had 3 Melamdim. And he describes each one of them and their strengths and weaknesses. The Friedrich Rebbe leaves nothing to the imagination. I forget, after he tells you everything, then the imagination first is elicited. The first Melamdim, the Gate Rebbe Kusil. He was a Dadiki Melamed. This is an old, long time ago. A Dadiki Melamed meant Poshet Kipshute. He taught you how to read Hebrew. Washington Gaidish, you're sitting here?
No.
He Poshet taught you how to read Hebrew. He taught you Aleph Beis, he taught you Nekudas, taught you Siddur, could be a little Chumash. But you stayed by the Dadiki Melamed until you learned how to read. And then you moved on. In other words, the Dadiki Melamed, it wasn't like today, you have a class. You stayed by the Dadiki Melamed until you learned Divrei. After you learned Divrei, you went to a second Melamed. The second Melamed that the Friedrich Rebbe had, his name was Reb Shimshon. Friedrich Rebbe says, "Ben a guter Melamed, aber sehr strenger." He was a very good teacher, but he was so strict. And the Friedrich Rebbe said that he used to say, "Bamir zaynetokem yuchasim." There's no favorites by me. So the Friedrich Rebbe said, when he wanted to make sure that the kids would take him seriously, he would hit me. Because the Rebbe said, if he was able to hit me and I was the Rebbe's son, he could hit them for sure. He learned by Reb Shimshon for 3 years. He was a good melamed, he said. He taught well. I'm going to strain it. The third Malama, the Friedrich Rebbe, was Reb Nissen, Reb Nissen Skabla. The Mishpacha now made about him a little safe. There's Zalman Skabla, I think it's an uncle of his. Reb Nissen Skabla was a Emes Chassidish Yid. And the Friedrich Rebbe took a lot from him. He was by Reb Nissen a few years. Reb Nissen Skabla had a kanchik, had a belt on the wall. And the worst punishment that you could possibly get in his class, that he would point at the belt. The belt never came off the wall. If you were like really out of control, he would point at the belt, and that was more einish than anything else. But the Friedrich Rebbe said about Reb Nissen was that he would tell stories. And when Reb Nissen would tell stories, the kids would sit on the edge of their seat. And the whole success of the Melamdes was that the children knew that if they're going to behave, the Melamed is going to tell them a story, whether a story from the Gemara or a story from Chassidim. So I don't know when Reb Nissen stopped being the Rebbe Rayatz Melamed. When he was 11, he was still learning by Reb Nissen Skablo, because there's a story about that kuf of his life. But before Bar Mitzvah, he went out of the Cheder, and his father got him a private tutor. His tutor was Rashbatz. You know who Rashbatz is. The first Hatomim has the story of the Rashbatz. It's translated into English. Rashbatz was a very, very big god. He was a very, very big Talmud Chacham, a very big god, and a very, very big chosid. I heard from Reb Mendel, I didn't hear it from him live, I saw it on a video, that somebody once asked the Friedrich Rebbe if there's an inyan to go to the kvorim of chassidim. So the Friedrich Rebbe said, "A chosid azay v'Rashbatz yo." In other words, Rashbatz was an ish ruchni, he was a special yid, a very unusual man. Rabbi Solneach, there's a book called the Solneach HaGadol about Rabbi Solneach Linitsky. Solneach has a story. It's a Maisa Pile Ploim. It's Bemis a Maisa Pile Ploim. The Rashbats passed away in Tafrei Samachei in 1905. So the first few years of Taim Chatmimim, he was the Mashpia. The first Mashpia was Rabbi Hendel. Rabbi Hendel lasted mamish a few months. They started the yeshiva summer at Eishon HaZayin. If I'm not mistaken, the winter of Nunches, or maybe Tafresh Samach, didn't last very long, Reb Hendel. Reb Hendel was a Moiden Deko Oivet. But Rashbats was a Mashpia for 7 years. And the early Tmimim, I mean, Reb Shmuel not only remembered the Rashbats, I don't remember Reb Shmuel, but when you read about Reb Shmuel was full of Mishalim and stories and Verter. The Rashbats, he was very imaginative, and he used the world as a mushal for Torah. He was a big person. So Rabbi Solneach had told a maise. Rabbi Solneach Linitsky was from the first Mimim, told a story that the Rashbats walked into the Zal with a Shver Marsha. A Marsha was bothering him. Rashbats, again, good Lenin. If a Marsha was bothering him, the Marsha was a problem. A Be'em is a problem. So the Rashbats said, does anybody can help me with the Marsha? So Rabbi Solneach said, he'll try to help with the Marsha. So they sat down with the Marsha, and Rabbi Solneach helped him with the Marsha. The Rashbats was so excited that he understood the Marsha correctly. He said, you gave me a matana, I'm going to give you a matana. And he told him an amazing story that when the Rebbe Batzim Chetzedek was ill, so he was sent, I don't know if it's Batzim Chetzedek himself, by the children of Mitapidyan, to Baal Shem Tov in Mezhebush. Babach in Mezhebush is very far apart. The Rashbats Bekal didn't have an easy life. There's a story about that also. He was poor. He was a mecher svarim. He sold svarim. Later on, he was the personal madrich of the Rebbe Rashab, the Friedrich Rebbe's father. And then when the Friedrich Rebbe came of age, the Rebbe Rashab hired him to be the personal madrich of the Friedrich Rebbe. Imagine a Yid who was the madrich of two of the Nesiyeh Chabad. What kind of Yid this was. So he was told to go to Mezhebush, to Meshateach al Kever Baal Shem Tov, and to leave a pidyon. And he was a meches svarim, so on the way he stopped to sell svarim. He came to Mezhebush Chalamed Pesach. So Mitzadik was in Stalaget of Pesach. Anyway, he came back to Lubavitch. And when they heard what happened, the Mitzadik's sons, they were very upset with him. And I guess different had different reactions. But you imagine, he sent you the Rebbe, the Tat of Nish Gesund, which tells Chapshon Svarim. I guess he just couldn't imagine that's a Zaina in Yavin Estalkus. But he felt very bad. So he went back to Mezhebush. And he told Rabbi Solneach, I stayed by the Baal Shem Tov until I saw the Baal Shem Tov Bohokitz. He saw the Baal Shem Tov Bohokitz awake. He saw the Baal Shem Tov. What kind of Gashmias he saw. But he wasn't in a dream. He saw, though, he was standing by the tzina of the Baal Shem Tov, and he saw the Baal Shem Tov. Bepashtas. So you can understand, Vere de Given de Rashbats. He was hired by the Rebbe Nishma Satan to be the Friedrich Rebbe's tutor. And if you know the stories, it was 24 hours. They were roommates. The Hadroche involved Hamapil and Kishmashalamita and Meidani and Negovasar. The whole time, for a few years. At one point, the Rebbe Rashab said, he told the Rebbe Sinshten Nesare, Ich hab machl gewesen, as mit sein Chinuch darf sich allein abgeben. The Rebbe Rashab said to his Rebbe, I made the decision that his Chinuch I have to do myself. The Rashbats was still the official tutor, but the Rebbe Rashab spent a lot of time with the Friedrich Rebbe. Anyway, so there were occasions where the Rebbe Rashab would call the Friedrich Rebbe away from the Malamed. And it was done respectfully, and it was done honestly. It wasn't a game. The Rebbe would send a shliach to the Malamed, to the Rashbats, and say that the Rebbe is calling his son, the Friedrich Rebbe. And I'm assuming that on most occasions, the Rebbe gave him a heads up. He told him before that he's going to send the Mishoras. And he had to get permission. And the Friedrich Rebbe says there were occasions where the Rashbat said no. The Shliach came to the Tata Ruf, and he said, not now, we're busy, not now. Chayelu. I think it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, I haven't seen this story in a very, very long time. So, and I don't trust my memory anymore. I used to, but I don't trust him anymore. The Shliach came, a Meshoras came, with a message that the Rebbe is calling him. And the Rashbats had been told before that the Rebbe is going to call him. So he gave him the shoes, he left the cheder. The two of them doing it together. And he went to his father. And the Friedrich Rebbe says that his father had a cheder lifnim cheder. In other words, there were two rooms with only one entrance. So if you locked both doors, you were private twice, you know, like a chaysa metai chaysa. And they went into the first room, they locked the door. They went to the second room, they locked the door. And they had prepared their big day Shabbos. And the Rebbe Rashab said to the Friedrich Rebbe, Gut Yom Tov Uns. Heint is the Yema Ledes from the Shnei Ameiris Agdel. Gut Yom Tov Uns. I say Uns to us. Today is the birthday of the Shnei Ameiris Agdel. And the Rebbe Rashab was Magala to the Friedrich Rebbe, the Inyan of Yud Chayel, of Yud Chayel. This was the Inyan which was given over me, Rebbe LeRebbe. And Pesach Chassidim did not know about it. Chassidim and Lubavitch did not know the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov. They did not know the birthday of the Alter Rebbe. They also did not know the years. They didn't know. The Beis Rebbe says that the Alter Rebbe was born in Tovkuf Zayin, not in Tovkuf Hei. And the Rebbe Rashab told his son, the Friedrich Rebbe, the Inyan of Chayelu, and he said to him, Zosnit Megala Zayin Biz Azman Mesuyim. You shouldn't reveal to Azman Mesuyim. How do you translate the word Mesuyim? A fixed time, a significant time. So 50 years later, the 50th anniversary, the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe spoke of Sikha, and the Rebbe Rayatz would write, would speak Bekitzer, and he would write Bariches. That was his style. He spoke very short, but he wrote very long. Even when he was healthy, even when the Friedrich Rebbe didn't have a problem with speech, he was a Makatze B'dibure. The Rebbe was a Makatze B'ksove and a Mayrech B'dibure, but the Friedrich Rebbe was Faket, Azebegehet. So when they gave him the Hanocha, the Friedrich Rebbe sat down and wrote the whole Sikh up. It's 100 pages. Chayel Tovshin Gimel came out as a kuntres. The Rebbe, our Rebbe, prepared it. And it came out as a kuntres with Niatzmei Chay. Now it's printed in the Sefer Nasichas Tovshin Gimel. But way back when, it came out as a kuntres Chayel Tovshin Gimel. A lot of esophis, a lot of interesting things in there. And the history of Chayel, the Baal Shem Tov, the Alter Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe's father, a lot of the history of Chayel. And until then, Poshet, the Welt hat nicht gewusst, nobody knew what the name of Chayel. So this is, in other words, Chayel, the Shach is to America. In America, the Friedrich Rebbe is Magala, the Yom Tov of Chayel, this is the Yom Ledes of Shnei Amir Sagdelem, the Baal Shem Tov and Alter Rebbe. I don't know how much time we have, but I... The Melamdim can stay here a ganze Nacht. If it's okay with you, it's good with me. But I want to get to the point as quickly as possible, because I imagine at least some of you need to sleep. So it's Pashut, stories about Chinuch by the Baal Shem Tov, and stories about Chinuch when he gets Malten Rebbe. This is a kinnis, it's a Fabrengen and Malamdim. So we should tell stories about Chinuch. First, when I get to the Baal Shem Tov, of course, the first story is that when the Baal Shem Tov was 5 years old, his father passed away. These are not unknown stories, but nevertheless, his father passed away. Before the father passed away, his father called him to his bedside, and he told him, that's how it's brought down in the Sforim. He said to him, Yisrolik, du zos nishmei rabim pakein zach, norfad nebisht nalein, und du sollst Liebe haben, jeden mit der ganzen Tiefenisch von deiner Neshama. Right, in English. Yisrolik. You should fear nothing except for the Eibishter himself. And you should love every Jew with all the depth of your soul. So the Rebbe Rayatz, the Friedrich Rebbe, has a Siche where he tells this word. And he adds that in this word you have the whole Chassidus. When the Friedrich Rebbe, Baal Shem Tov was five, his father told him two things. Achdus Hashem and Avos Yisrael, the whole Chassidus. In other words, the Baal Shem Tov's father gave him the whole Chassidus in a capsule as a 5 year old. To fear nothing except for the Eibishter himself, that's the name of Achdus Hashem, and to love every Jew with the ganze tiefnish from the neshama and Avos Yisrael. Now, of course, the Baal Shem Tov's life is very—it's enigmatic. We don't know everything about it, but we know a lot. But one of the Baal Shem Tov went on Nister. It was a Nister. And the Baal Shem Tov married a woman, a girl, from a mishpacha meit chashuva. Her father, there's a Baal Shem Tov Shver, was the Rav of Brod, I believe. Of Brod. He is named Ephraim of Brod. And the way the story played out was that Ephraim of Brod met the Baal Shem Tov unterwegs, traveling. The Baal Shem Tov revealed himself. The Baal Shem Tov was a Nister. And he asked the Baal Shem Tov to marry his daughter. And Baal Shem Tov said, they make the Tnoyim then. We make Tnoyim by the Chasaneh. And Tnoyim, you should know. Bet 11 has a safe in Tnoyim. If you want to read about it. Tnoyim was not a joke. Because people used to break Tnoyim. In the old Tnoyim, there was a Shvua and a Klola if you broke the Tnoyim. Tnoyim was a serious geschäft. They used to say it's better to get married and get divorced than to break the Tnoyim. Tnoyim was over time they softened the Tnoyim. L'moshe our Rebbe's Tnoyim were made Vov Kislev. That means 8 days before, 6 days for the Chasnas, 8 days for the Chasnas. But Amol, they made the Tnoyim when they got engaged. And you couldn't break the Tnoyim. And there were two pages. One, the Davi Akala took, and the other one was taken by this guy, Yisrael Rebbe Eliezer from Tlust. Anyway, he passes away. The Mephraim of Rod passes away. In Unterwegens, he didn't get home yet. And they find by him a shtar, that he was Meshadach, his daughter, to Yisrael Rebbe Eliezer, go find Yisrael Rebbe Eliezer. So it's not a shalaf and igun, but you don't mess around with the Tnoyim. Anyway, he shows up. Come to fun. A prosterid, mamish, a yid v'feitz ketzura salaf. He's dressed and he looks and he's acting like a mamish, like a, you know, almost like you haven't. But David HaMelech, when he went to Avi Melech, he was drooling at the mouth. Mamish in ganz nicht kamensh, and he's a shalav Eliezer, and he has the matching contract. You understand? There were two shtarim. He had the other one. She had a brother whose name was Abgeshin Kitavet. You've heard the name Abgeshin Kitavet. And he said, there's a mistake. Something happened over here. Episodish. This is impossible. There's no way my father, the Shadach Yud, did this. Anyway, the Baal Shem Tov got her alone. And to her, the Baal Shem Tov talked straight. And the Baal Shem Tov said, but your brother has to think. And they got married. And it was so hard that at a certain point, the Pashat moved. He was so embarrassed. Abgeshin Kitavet was so embarrassed that his daughter, the Tatik Machta Shidduch, in his wildest dreams, he couldn't imagine why. But they didn't want to break the father's Shidduch. And he had a little terrible Agmas Nefesh. Of course, later, the Baal Shem Tov revealed himself to him. There's a lot of Pratim. When the Baal Shem Tov had to be in his Gale, in Tov Tzadik Dalet, Chayelo, the Friedrich Rebbe says, I'm sorry, I'm digressing. The Friedrich Rebbe says that Chayelo is the Yem Legis of the Baal Shem Tov. Begufei, benafshei, ubenishmasei. Begufei means he was born Chayelo in Shnas Nachas, 1698. Benafshei, on his 26th birthday, Chayelo, Tov Pei Dalet, he met his Rebbe, Achia Shiloini, Moidi Virabi Baal Achai. And 10 years later, Chayelo, Tov Tzadik Dalet, on the Baal Shem Tov's 36th birthday, the Baal Shem Tov revealed himself. So Chayelo is going to the Baal Shem Tov from Al Zaiten. So the Baal Shem Tov wrote a letter to the Abgeshin Kitavet, to the same Shvogel who couldn't stomach that his sister was married to Namaritz. When the Baal Shem Tov had to be in his gala, the Baal Shem Tov said like this. The printed Natomim from the Gnida. Mitzvint me min ha-shamayim is on his gala, I'm being forced from Himmel. He says, Malmaila. He asks his Shvogel, come and stand with me. The Baal Shem Tov asked the Abgeshin Kitavet, the Baal Shem Tov was taking on the world. A Yid who yesterday was a prostitute. Now we're going to open a derech of chassidus. The Baal Shem Tov understood how much his nagdis had done. He asked his shvager, the Abgeshin Kitavet, push it, stand next to him. He'll have a little credibility. The Abgeshin Kitavet, like he can't learn anything. And that's what he did. Anyway, so there's a letter from Baal Shem Tov from Tov Peites in Hatomim. It's so interesting. He writes to his brother-in-law in Yiddish. And it's a broken Yiddish. It's Rachmanas. Yiddish is ka Yiddish. Ich weiß, I know that you're upset or that you're disappointed that I'm such a big Amoritz. I'm not quoting the letter verbatim. But what am I supposed to do? I was a Yosem, which was true. And my parents passed when I was little. But I'm telling you, I'm going to try to learn something. I hired myself out as a Behelfer. Behelfer is missing all the vowels. Bamalamid. And I'm going to take the kids to and from school. And the Ravaila, when they're learning Aleph Beis, I'll learn Aleph Beis with them. Atke dekach. The Baal Shem Tov was a Belfer. Ba'am Alamed, he says to his brother, I'll learn also how to read Lashon Kodesh. I'll learn how to read Siddur. This is the letter is printed. You can see it. Anyway, but the Baal Shem Tov was a Behelfer. Ba'am Alamed. I think it's Evan Hayim Yim, right? That the Zichur Magid said that he wishes upon himself that he should kiss a Sefer Torah. with the same Ava that the Baal Shem Tov kissed the children, they would take to and from Cheder. And when he was a Behelfer with the Melamed, he would learn with the children, taking them back and forth. He would teach them, say, Brachas. He would talk to them about Shmir Saloshan, about Nivel Peh. He was Mechanech the children. He himself acted as an assistant Melamed, and he used the opportunity to the children that he had in his disposal. He was basically the bus driver, you understand? And the children who he bussed around, he gave them chinuch and adrach. It's a story with Baal Shem Tov. And chinuch, Baal Shem Tov himself, had sich obergeben mit kleinen Kinder, to teach them Avas Hashem, Yiris Hashem, the spirit, the chayis of Yiddishkeit. Now, when he gets him out in the Rebbe, where he has a story about the Rebbe in chinuch. So the Rebbe, his own chinuch, is a very interesting story. But there's one story that I'm going to share. I'll share two stories, Estes. And again, I'm not saying stories because you don't know them. I'm sitting here in an informed audience, which is very difficult. But okay, as long as you're quiet, I'll keep talking. The story that you all know, the Rebbe was Magala in Tavshin Chof. I think the Rebbe was Magala the Maise. For Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Chof, it's an unbelievable story. Right? And it came out in the Sfarim that they printed at that time. The Rebbe sent it out as a letter for Rosh Hashanah, I think. The famous story with the Alter, it's famous because the Rebbe made it famous. That the Alter Rebbe and the Mittler Rebbe, that they lived in the same house. That the Alter Rebbe lived upstairs. And the Mittler Rebbe lived downstairs. And the Mittler Rebbe had a lot of children. Mittler Rebbe was Metupel Bebonim. Officially, he had 9 children. Lepoyle had a lot more than 9. I mean, he himself writes that when they were running away from Napoleon, they had a little boy and he died. And he writes, the Mittler Rebbe writes in the letter that they had a son. I think they had even a Shalom Zoche, and a Vek Farim Bristachsman. He had many, many children, the Mittler Rebbe. But when the Mittler Rebbe was concentrated, Mittler Rebbe was learning, he was not in this world. His hamoka was extraordinary. His concentration was not normal. So the story that the Rebbe told, here from the Friedrich Rebbe, that the Mittler Rebbe was sitting and learning, and one of his children fell out of the crib or the bed. A baby, a young child, and the baby was crying. And the Mittler Rebbe didn't hear it. So the Alter Rebbe, who was also learning upstairs, came down, picked up the little baby, and as the Rebbe said, farvikt. Farvikt means he cradled it, and he quieted it. He put the baby back into the vigile, put it back to sleep. When the Nachat Reusgir had the Mittler Rebbe, then later of that night or the next day, he said to the Mittler Rebbe, how could it be that a Yiddish kid cries and you don't hear? That's the word. A Jewish child is crying and you don't hear. And of course, the Rebbe was speaking about the Infinite Fotze, that we're living in an age where there's millions, Belik Guzma, millions of Kol Narbeche. And if it was true in Tavshin Chof, how true is it in Tavshin Pei? It's unbelievable. You should hear the cry of the child. This was the word. This is a story. But there's one story which is a little bit less famous, I think. That's the following story. The Alter Rebbe's father, you should know, with all of his mishagasen, was a businessman. He was so frum, and he had so many akshanas. I mean, all the shnei sonska akshanas you can trace back to the barach. You remember with the genes, Alter Rebbe's father was an action like you never saw. But when he got married, he allowed his shver. It was a big toive. He allowed his shver to give him a farm. It was the only thing he took from his shver was this farm, and after that he had to pay for breakfast. If he ever came to him for breakfast, the Baruch insisted on paying him. And the Baruch made panosa from fresh fruit, pedis. And it looks like the Alter Rebbe's father was Amid. He wasn't poor. He was in the tzaddikim that's taught him by the Baal Shem Tov and so on. A kid said, and the Alter Rebbe's wife, her name was Rebbe Tzinstenner, her parents were the richest Jews in the entire Vitebsk state, the whole region. Very, very wealthy people. They had a business of wine and beer and alcohol for doiris, for many, many generations. And when they got married, Alter Rebbe, Kedake Bakoidish, took the entire, the 5,000 ruble. You know what it means, 5,000 ruble? In Tov Kuf Chof, it's millions of dollars. 5,000 ruble, every penny from the 5,000 ruble, he invested. You know, we're in a pushke. It's invested. Bottom line is, the guilt was gone. One of my Tveshetas, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Alter Rebbe came to the Tzemach Tzedek and told him to invest his nadin in Tzedakah. The Tzemach Tzedek said he doesn't want. And he lost his money. And Alter Rebbe told him later, Nuzastach, you could have profited. Anyway, a few years after the Chasana, there were the Difus. Ketubah became a chosr of the Magid, and the Shver and Shvigah and the Mishpacha were grace and misnagged him, they mamish were raid of the Alter Rebbe, Kyodua. The Alter Rebbe went back to Lajne. His Shver was very rich. He wasn't getting any money from him. His father, ich got geld, but I don't know what the Maimed Matzah was. The bottom line is, Alter Rebbe came back to Lozne a pauper, an automat, and that's how he was his whole life. Derech Agav, if you're a Schneerson, I'll tell you, a Moidin Dika Maisa, which is, if you want to know why you have problems with finances, here's the reason that it's brought down. I saw it in Sipur Chsidim, not Sipur Chsidim from Zevin, Chsidim from Stetzel, Chsidim, that Alter Rebbe said, ich got is poilin, as Alamana Inech Zon Zayn Frum. Alter Rebbe said, I wanted to poil a Milo, all my grandchildren should be from, and it didn't work. Aber ich habe es gepoilt, as it's on Halavain or Malait. Alter Rebbe said, I always get poilt on Halavain. Now, Sven Akasha, I saw a Schneerzen for some up a dollar. It's Akasha von Yichis. Anyway, he came back to Lozhne. Lozhne was a small shtetle, and was very poor. Lozhne then had already a Rov, and they could not afford, they didn't have enough money for a second position. So, but the Alter Rebbe Gezeira Kind, Alter was born in Lozhne. I was born in Lozhne. And expect for a few years he was living in Lubavitch, till his chassan he lived in Lozhne. And the truth is, if you add up, the Alter Rebbe lived 68 years, much more than half of those years he lived in Lozhne. He's called the Alter Rebbe of Liadi, because those were his last years when he had the most chassidim. But the Rubai of, I can't say Rubai Kekuli, but the Rav of his life, more than half of his life, he lived in Lozhne. So the Lozhne, Kila said, okay, we'll give you a job as a Magid. I think they paid him 4 rubles a week, which is mamish dachkes, with gefelliche dachkes. Now there were many local sitters in Lozhne who were able to give the Alter Rebbe additional money. But the Alter Rebbe wasn't going to take a handout, forget about it. The Alter Rebbe was not going to take money that he hadn't earned. So it was a yid, was a very smart man, or a woman. He came to the Alter Rebbe with the Eitzah that he has 2 children who are learning in Cheder and they're not doing so well. They need tutoring, need help. With the Alter Rebbe tutor 2 little boys. The Alter Rebbe said, yeah. And he gave the Alter Rebbe 3 rubles a week. In other words, for the tutoring, it was not lefiyerech. It was much more money than the tutoring was worth. And that's an Alter Rebbe lift. So the wife of this man who had given the Alter Rebbe this money, she had an open door by the Alter Rebbe. Many, many years later, Alter Rebbe was very famous. She would knock on the back door and the Rebbeson would let her in. They didn't wait in line. They had seichel. They found a way to give the Alter Rebbe panosa b'chavid. And the Alter Rebbe was mechanech, but she taught their children Torah. These are stories of the Alter Rebbe and the Baal Shem Tiv. They have to do with chinuch. This is the best I can think of. I'm sure there's better stories. I mean, the life of the Baal Shem Tov, the life of the Alter Rebbe is kulei chinuch. But chinuch from kleine kinder, these are the few stories that come to my mind. I think we should say a nigun, but just to finish. The Baal Shem Tov came into, today's Baal Shem Tov Yom Haledes. Baal Shem Tov Neshama came into the world. Like the lesson that's brought is to teach a new derech in Torah that's based on the principle v'yahavta l'recha kamoicha, which is going to prepare the world for the coming of Mashiach. That's the nusach, right? That the Baal Shem Tov's neshama came into this world to teach a new derech in Torah based on the principle v'yahavta l'recha kamoicha, which is going to prepare the world for the coming of Mashiach. And the toichen is the tarikat from a yid. In other words, what's the chiddush of chassidus? That a yid is machshavtan sheyisrael kodmo l'chol dover afilu l'machshavas ha-toira. That's the word. Chassidus says the most precious thing by the Eibush that is not a mitzvah, it's not toira, it's a yid. And the Baal Shem Tov taught this. And the Baal Shem Tov produced, gave out a derech. The lashon is the Baal Shem Tov taught what? The Alter Rebbe taught how? A yid could serve Hashem with a neshama. That's what Chassidus is. How to serve Hashem with the Neshama. And in no area, or in almost no area, is this more important than when it comes to the chinuch of children. The whole inyan of chinuch is, you're not just giving them information, you're not just developing their mind, You're cultivating their neshama. You're cultivating their tmimus. You're cultivating their avas Hashem. You're cultivating their yiras Hashem. And this is all. These are all matanos in the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov gave us these gifts. Alter Rebbe gave us these gifts that we should understand the need for the ruach, for the neshama of Torah mitzvahs, and the pshitus and the tmimus and the amuna and the tahara. And this is how we're going to get through the saves managolos because of the Mashiach is with the koyach, with the oyer, with the chayis of chasidus. L'chaim, 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 l'chaim. Look, I didn't even know from the episode of Baal Shem Tov. Tererai ya ya, tererai ya ya. Ha 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 ya. Ha ya ya. Keliata, yo, not yata, of him again. Tere ya mama, 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 ya mama, 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 mama. So you have in the Shiurim B'Sefer HaTanya, Rabbi Weinberg, Kol Shalom, and we know that the Rebbe was Magia, that whole Sefer, in the beginning. I mean, this Kama Sipurim, right? And the Taka is Kletcher Tahin Teke Parsha. Parsha's Kisove, Shnas Peduseinu. Right? The Tanya was printed Yutis Kislev, Chof Kislev, Tovkof Nun Zayin. But the Alter Rebbe would not print the Tanya without Haskomas. So the Haskomas, there's two Haskomas printed in our Tanyas, which we learn in the Shir of Chitas. One is from Reb Zusha Hanepola, and the other is from Reb Leib HaKoyen. They both lived in Hanepola. And so it says in the Rishime, in the Sefer, it says in the Shurim B'Sefer HaTanya, that each of the masmen that detailed, that the Shliach came to Hanepola, and he went to Reb Leib HaKoyen, and he gave him a copy of the manuscript of Tanya. Then he went to Reb Zusha, and he gave him a copy of the Tanya. So the way the story goes, they got so excited, each one wanted to show the other one the Sefer. So they ran out of the house in the middle of the night to go, they were Chavedim. And they met in the middle of a bridge, each one holding a copy of the Tanya, and they were able to celebrate. You read the Haskomis, these Alter Rebbe's Chavedim. Talmidei HaMagid, Yismach Yisrael, the Oisius of the Haskomis tell you these were not Magzim, and these were not people of exaggeration. They wrote about the Tanya the way they felt about the Tanya. Each one in his own nefesh, Shnas Biduseinu, Shnas, whatever it is, Tiknu, yeah, Tiknu, Tovkuf Nanvov. And the Rebbe is Medayek in every single word of the Haskomis. It says in the Shumas from Chassidim that the Alter Rebbe said, Chab Tzve Yedidei Nefesh. Tzve Yedidei Nefesh, two people that I love till my Etzma Nefesh. The Bzusha Hanepola and Lebleib Koyen. The people gave the Haskom and the Tanya. It's known, it's brought in Chitrix Maises and could be other places also, that there was a third Haskom on the Tanya by a Tzadik Nister, who lived in Leipzig. He was the janitor in the theater in Leipzig. His name was Karl. Karl. The Baal Shem Tov, Alter Rebbe sent a copy of the Tanya to him. But the two printed Haskamas are from the Leib Koyd and Abdusha Hanabal. So it's brought down. He has a sefer called Eira Gonus. It's the Talmud of the Maggid. There's two Sforim Eira Gonus. I really don't know. But there's a sefer Eira Gonus, which is actually a beer on Tanya. From the times of the Alter Rebbe, the same person who was Mechaber, the Maggid Havar of the Yankiv, the Maggid Sforim, wrote a Pirush on Tanya. And Mekenes Koifen, it's also, I think it's called Eira Gonus. But the Bleib Koyen is same called Eira Koyen, Eira Gonus. I don't know, off the top of my head, basically.
He's known in the world.
Yeah, sure, he's from Tamidia Maggid. But there's no Geshe, there's no Hemshech, there's no Shalsheles. The Bzusha HaLepal doesn't need to have a real Shalsheles. His son, Hithneb, Bitte Gehazen, who, what was his name? The son of Bzusha HaLepal? What was their father's name? Eliezer Lippe. So the Bezusha had a son, the Bezusha had a son named Eliezer Lippman, he was Malam Koyme, but that was the whole Degeje. There's no Hemshech. There was no Shalshalas. But the word that I want to share is that the Bezusha Hanepoli saw the Tanya. And the Bezusha Hanepoli said, this is over 200 years ago, it's a long time ago, it's over 220 years ago by now. At the Sefer HaTanya, it does the Kteres Same Marpe for all the Magefis from Ikfis of the Mashiach. Again, I don't know Oisias Bediuk, but this is the Toichen Advarim that the Bezusha Hanepoli said about the Tanya, that it's the Kteres. It's the Kteres, which is a potion of healing. It's the Same Marpe, it's the potion that heals for all the diseases, for all the sicknesses of Ikfis of the Mashiach. The Bezusha said, Bezusha, but the Tanya. This haste. That I mean, and if you sort of speak in a mitzvah sadvar, yeah, we all know the word. The Rebbe speaks about it in so many sichas. That if the deiris harishoyim, right? From the Rebbe's Pesedim, which is printed now, im teiras achasidus emes lomel in his galsa b'deiris harishoyim. Why is it that we were given achasidus teiras achasidus, which is called yechida? It's higher than Kabbalah. It's yechida. And the Eidus HaRishonim did not have it. And like the Rebbe says always, Ach Shedoro B'tmiyo, we're not more worthy than our ancestors. So we all know the Teretz. We all know the Teretz to this Kasha. The Teretz to this Kasha is the Sipur with the Pinchas Koritzer and the Alter Rebbe. And I'll tell you the story. Not because you don't know it, because I'm telling the story. That the Pinchas Koritzer visited the Baal Shem Tov. But he didn't visit the Baal Shem Tov as a Talmud. He was a Chavad of it. He was a Talmud of, I'm sorry. The Pinchas Koritzer visited the Mizrach Maggid. He didn't visit as a Maggid. He was really, as a Talmud, he was really a Chaver, but a Baal Shem Tov. Not of a den. The Maggid was Mamali became Kotcher from Baal Shem Tov. At that point, Chassidus had only one Rebbe, one Nasi. So there were other Tzaddikim who, in their own homes, had their own Mizrach, their own Chabura, their own Chassidus, like Rebbe Michla Zlachever, also visited Mizrach. And when he came to Mizrach, he came to Mizrach to show deference to the Maggid, and Shabbos to take a private for sich. And the Maggid sent the Alter Rebbe to spend the Shabbos with him, and it was a Mesidus Nefesh, the Alter Rebbe, to miss one Shabbos by being by his Rebbe to sit by Abdusha, the Michal Zlotchev, and this is many, many years later, Michal paid him back. You do a Sipur. So the Pinchas Koritzer also came to Mizrach to show the Kabbalah Smoris, the Balabos Mechsidus is the Maggid. But they were not exactly under him. And you understand, in those days, it wasn't like today, where you have plumbing and you have all kinds of systems. They had literally kipshute, an outhouse. So understandably, that the place of kovod was as far away from the Beis HaMikdash as it could possibly be, the way it's described in the Gemara and yeah, in the Mishnah and the Rambam. The Beis HaMikdash was under the ground, far away. Why was it far away? Because they didn't want it to be close. Because if it was close, it wasn't so pleasant, you understand? So he went to the outhouse, and he found the page of Chassidus, Valgerzach. So he picked it up, and he was makpid. The Pekel Karetz. He said, Bam Rebbe, Bam Baal Shem Tev, such a thing wouldn't happen. In other words, the Baal Shem Tev would have been Reyes HaNeilad, not to teach Chassidus to a kind of a person that would allow this to end up in the Chotzer. It says, the story is told by the Friedrich Rebbe in many places. In one of the Rishimis from here, from Tafshan Zayin, Tafshan Bav, the Friedrich Rebbe says that the Maggid suddenly felt a darkness, a heaviness come over him. The Pinchas Karetzer walked into the Beis Medrash, holding the paper in his hand. He walked over to the kiyer. He didn't have plumbing. It was just a pot and a pot, you know, clean water and dirty water. And he took a kvart, gevashen the hand, ugmacht asher yotze. The whole time he's holding the piece of paper, this blot. The Alter Rebbe saw the Pinchas Karetzer walk in. Alter Rebbe was the Alter Rebbe. He was a smart guy, and he understood exactly what was going on. So he got up, and he walked over to the Pinchas Karetzer, and either the Alter Rebbe told the story very quickly, or the Pinchas Karetzer's Asher Yotzer took a long time. And he told him the whole story with the Evan Teish of Kesed HaMelech that we know. Which the Friedrich Rebbe in other places tells Bariches Gedela about a prince who got sick, and they couldn't find the cure, and the valley was getting sicker and sicker, until they discovered that it's the base, it's the Evan HaYesed of the Kesed HaMelech. And it's not like in England that every king makes a new crown and then they put him away in the storage house. Kind of advice. There's one crown. The Chazal say, Kesed Hel Moshe, there's one crown. David HaMelech with that crown, and Shlomo HaMelech with that crown, and so on and so forth. And Tvaker, the Chazal say, the way they determine who the next king is, if the crown fit, that was a raya, that he's the next Melech. And they broke it. Allah sex fake it, if the child is going to survive, I'm about to eat it. And they took out the stone and they ground it up into a powder and they fed it to the child. And most of it was wasted. He was not able to consume it. But a few drops. So Alter Rebbe finished the story. And that's how it's written in this Rishima. And the Pinchas Karetzer said, Reifik Obosar Amafilasis. The Maggid is sitting by Zich and Zimir. And the darkness lifts. The cloud of heaviness that had come over him lifted. And he told the Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, later on, Alle Joren von Heinten weiter es adank dich. Alter Rebbe, the Mesitcher Maggid told Alter Rebbe, all the years I live going forward, I owe to you. Alle Joren von Heinten weiter es adank dich. He told him the story. What's the Teichen HaSipur? Chassidus is not revealed to us because we're more worthy. Chassidus is revealed to us because we're less worthy. So why is it being revealed? Because what's the point if you have books, you put them in a closet, once the starb da weg, it's blood gunished, you know. The Rebbe used to speak to all the Gedali Yisrael about printing the Torah of their Zedis, Sai der Chsidische, Sai der Litvische. And as a matter of course, they would say, Be'ins fit me sich nicht azoi. And the Rebbe said, and you're going to continue with Be'ins fit sich nicht azoi, it's going to end up in landfill. You're going to have an Einikol who's going to think this is good for firewood. If you're not going to print it now, in Ruslan, in Poland, you can have to behalten, a Oitzer. In America, you're going to hold a ksav, your son is not going to know what to do with it. He's going to put it in the garbage. He's going to use it for lots of pizza nechusse. So the Eibishter brought the Bashamtev into the world. And the Bashamtev with Gala Teres Achsides, with all the inyan that we know about Teres Achsides. Why? Because it's kipshute mamish ha'in from pekuach nefesh. The survival of the Jewish people depends on the inyan of Teres Achsides. Now, of course, it goes without saying that when you talk about Chassidus, it's a koyach aliki. In other words, nobody can explain what Chassidus is. Nobody can explain how Chassidus works. You know, I read many years ago, Mendel Feldman from Baltimore was interviewed by the Kfar Chabad. It goes back 35 years, Mistame. And they asked him at that time, how are you makarav ayit to the Eibishter, to the Tehillim Mitzvahs? He says, it's very simple. The one word answer, Tanya. You sit down with a yid and you learn Tanya. You should know, if you hear the stories of people's fear of the Tanya. It's hysterical. So now Lezaitin, they're afraid of the Tanya like it's a disease. What's up, Moira? Because it works. I have a student, she's a shlucha today, who sits in shul and listens to the Balei Kriya read, and she has conniptions, because she can read better than them, you understand? She was a conservative rabbanit, and Ziken Leinen. She prepared all the boys and the girls for their aliyahs. So when she was becoming frum, how did she become frum? She was a shliach. And he started learning Tanya with her. And she was taken by the Tanya. It was a conservative shul, conservative temple. Asar Geld Hobben Zay. Nobody ever comes to the shul, it's always neat and clean. It was a huge library. The rabbi had thousands of books that he bought. The shul paid for it. No one even opened these books. So she walks in, and she's looking around. A massive library. Halavai Oteda, her mazal library, understand? Oteda would actually use it. By him, it sat on the shelf, and it looked very nice. So he says to her, he calls her by a goyish name. I forgot what it was. Hey, what are you looking for? So she tells him, I'm looking for our copy of the Tanya. A conservative rabbi. He turns white and says, that's a bad book. You shouldn't read it. And if you're reading it, you should stop. What's wrong with the book? What's wrong with the book? Zoya, she could read, yeah. Sefer HaBoel, she could read. Eitz Chaim, she could read. The Tanya is a bad book. Why? What's wrong with the book? A guy told me, he was learning at Tzolna Yeshiva, and his father was a supporter of the yeshiva. They caught him learning Tanya, and they kicked him out of the yeshiva. Says father, boss of the avle, he says, a ganze tog vet redden wegen dem Eibishten. A ganze tog vet redden wegen dem Eibishten. You could see from how much people fear the Tanya, the koyach of the Tanya. Well, you think it's, of course it's the inyonim of the Tanya. Chsidus alakus, what it's called, eratzmi, eraba, whatever oasis you want to use. When a person tastes chsidus, and of course the way the Rebbe, kidake v'akoydish, nemtes fananded, it's the mayon, and the mayon alein kumt in chutzo, and the mayon is metar b'mashahu, and the mayon is metar b'zeichalin, and so on and so forth, as long as it's connected to the mokker. No one is saying that give a hezbir why Hasidus gets into a Yiddish and a Sham and it wakes it up. But when you look at Hasidus, in other words, in the Oisis, was mekem fashtein, what do you see? What do you see? What do you see? That the Baal Shem Tev came into the world. If you had lived in the time of the Baal Shem Tev, you could not have understood the need for the Baal Shem Tev. For sure, if you lived in times of the Alter Rebbe, and you have to remember, the Baal Shem Tev lived in Podolia, he lived in Ukraine, where there were pogromen. But the Alter Rebbe lived in Lite. Alter Rebbe lived in Lite. There were no pogroms in Lite. Yidden had been living for hundreds of years, Avenucha v'Lanachla, the biggest yeshivas, the greatest go'inim, the biggest b'nei Teira, were in Lita, and the Friedrich Rebbe writes, and all of his yeshivas, the way they were miyaker and mechabev, tamidi chachomim, and tamidi yeshiva bacharim, was unbelievable the way the Litvishe were miyaker Teira. Friedrich Rebbe writes about this, no apologies. They needed chassidus. The gross talmidim needed chassidus. Besides the fact that they were tamidi chachomim, they were pushing grace and mekubalim. The big mekubalim. Today's Masnag the Machal, they know what Kabbalah is. They don't consider it a part of Teda, whether they say so or not. But if you lived then, who needed Chassidus? But if you go forward 200 years, you understand that the Baal Shem Tov had not been where the Baal Shem Tov was. And the Alter Rebbe had not been where the Alter Rebbe wasn't. We wouldn't be sitting here right now. We would not be sitting here. Lakewood wouldn't be Lakewood Eir HaKadosh. It wouldn't exist. Poshet would not be. And again, when you look at Chassidus, and you're not allowed to forget the Inyan Atzmi. In other words, the idea that forgive me for words, it's magic. Chassidus touches a neshama, not because you understand the psychology of it, or the philosophy of it, because it's a lakus, von Bartram Friedrich and Rebbe, that's a famous story. I tell it all the time, that it's a hariches asipa, but the nekuda is that they found the Gneza. In Tefesh HaNechas, they found the Gneza Chersonis. And they brought it to the Rebbe Rashab. Rebbe Shmuel Begrad was a great segvir. He spent a lot of money. And he bought a whole Kamat Ganze collection with hundreds of letters. And he brought it to the Rebbe Rashab in Lubavitch. The Rebbe Rashab went through the letters and he made two piles. He says, these are authentic and these are inner. That's a kosher, that's nit kosher. Now, my only hashara is, I don't think that they forged letters. Some of the letters were copied in haste. There's a whole history of the letters. The letters were copied in haste. Some of the letters were copied in such haste that the poshet were not, they were not the original at all upon him. So they brought the letters to the Rebbe Rashab. He made two piles. These are authentic Nirantan. If you know the history of Chassidus as it's known by us in Lubavitch, in Chabad, the Friedrich Rebbe's version, and you know the history of Chassidus told by other Chassidim, the Gneisa corroborates our version of history and it discredits others. There's a lot of sensitive politics. Politics by definition not sensitive, but there's a lot of sensitive politics about the Gneisa. The Rebbe writes in a letter that the Munkacher, who was so close to the Rabbeim, was fired on Kegan the Gneisa. But when the Rebbe wrote to somebody, he says, then the Gneisa you have Shemis and you have Seydis HaTeire, Sichas Chul, Sichas Eifis, one. He says, I saw them, you didn't see him. You can't forge that, you can't make that up. A Yiddish Shaitanish and Seydis HaTeire, there's Nyonim in these letters, which were not Nitparsim, that push it Seydis HaTeire, you couldn't possibly bluff. Anyway, so after they did this, they took the whole pile of letters, they mixed them back up, and they brought them to the Friedrich Rebbe. The Friedrich Rebbe Kfayochel, during the time of his father, was more of a nister than the Rebbe was during the time of the Friedrich Rebbe. The Friedrich Rebbe may believe he's an Amoritz, a businessman, a verstehten Geschäft, in Handlerei. Okay, he's a tough manal, he gives a knas, he's an action, he's not afraid of you, he can just break into the kitchen, he'll break into your head, you know. But the Rebbe said, as they behalten, so they brought the Friedrich Rebbe this whole collection, he took it, and he made exactly the same chalukah. Exactly the same, it's hundreds of letters, exactly the same. When he was finished, they said to Friedrich Rebbe, the show is over. This is often the Ruach HaKodesh, because we already showed them to your father, and your father made exactly the same division, and now you can't say, a businessman second class, like he called himself. So he gives him, no, it's not my office. Never then. A Yidis Getlichkeit. A Chefza Shakdushe is Getlichkeit. Getlichkeit zu Getlichkeit Zitzach. A Jew is Elikus. A Chayfetz of Kedusha is also Elikus. And there's a magnetism, like you have in the Mishnah in Brachas, about if when he davens, im daiti, Eibs davens are good. Nu, what's his name? Rabbanan ben Daisa. So the Rebbe said, I picked up a piece of paper. I had a kinship. I felt like the paper had the shaykhis to me, and it was Kedusha. Now, if I pick up those letters, I don't think it would work so good, you know what I'm saying? But that was his excuse. Yeah, Chassidus Alakus. And Chassidus touches the Nitzis Alaki in every person. And that's the real truth. But the presentation, the goof, the means by which it's able to be digested, to be Nimshach and Apnimius is the Baal Shem Tev spoke about Neshama, and the Baal Shem Tev spoke about Alakus, and the Baal Shem Tev spoke about Amuna to every person. And I'm not going to be mighty in this, but the kids that I want to say it, yeah? You go back 800 years, 900 years, 1,000 years. Yidden who lived in Europe had no problems. Yidden lived in Europe had no problems. Why? Because the Goyim in Europe were prostate, they were walking around barefoot and they were dirty and they were diseased, yeah? But if you didn't live in Asia, if you lived in the Muslim world, it was very cultured and it was very rich and everybody was busy with philosophy. A lot of Yidden, the Rambam says, nitpalsafu, they became entangled, they became nevuchim from this chokhmah, they started learning all these philosophies. When they fadret up, they made them crazy. So what did the Gedali Yisrael do? They also came out with Akteides Asame Marpe for these Nisyenis, and the solution was Chkira Elikis, right? Philosophy, Seichel of Kedusha that answers the Seichel to Liyum Hazeh. That's what it was. The Basham Tev, the Rambam wrote a Sefer, the Sag wrote a Sefer, and Yehuda Levi wrote a Sefer. It's Sfarim of Chakira to answer, to help Yidden strengthen them. If you got caught up in what the Ramban calls Hapilosofia Ho'arura, the Ramban. Hapilosofia Aruda, you got entangled. So the Baal Shem, the Rambam, wrote a sefer to help you deal with it. The Baal Shem Tov didn't write a philosophia. The Baal Shem Tov come up with a philosophy, another approach in Seichel. You know, like some Gedali Yisrael in the last couple hundred years wrote books, claimish, that they're going to explain the Emes of Teda and the Mitzvah Teda based on Chochmas Chitzenius. There's a whole school of thought of people today who by them it's the biggest simcha if there's something that they find amongst the mitzvahs HaTeira v'shtimt mit Chochmas Chitzenius. The Baal Shem didn't do that at all. Baal Shem Tov lived 300 years ago. And the Baal Shem Tov didn't write what he wrote or say what he said for then. He said it for now. Even the Alter Rebbe, even though the Alter Rebbe says, I mean, Tifa Derech, the Alter Rebbe's Chassidus was for us. For us! Because the Pekuach Nefesh, the dying child, if in the times that the Baal Shem Tov was a matzav of his halfos, today this halfos is 1,000 times as much. Mamish, 1,000 times as much. And when the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe gave us Chassidus, and they packaged it, they should be able to put it into your mouth and to chew it and to swallow it and to digest it so that you become one with the Chassidus that you're learning. What did they give us? They gave us a Derech HaChayim, they gave us a Torah that's based on Emunah Torah. The Baal Shem Tov did not come up with a Derech that explains things like Pisechel. And it's a terrible mistake. It's a Pashat HaMaratzis, it's Nish Richtik. To say that the Alter Rebbe gave us a philosophy to answer questions and to prove things. Whenever I get into these conversations, people, I ask my students, show me one place in all of Chassidus Chabad from seven Rebbeim, where they prove anything. That the Eibishter exists, that Tehidim and Hashamayim, that Tehidim and Hashamayim. You're not going to find any place in Chassidus a proof for anything. The Rebbeim did not provide us with a chakira, with a philosophy. They gave us a chassidus. And what is chassidus? Chassidus is emunah and avin yireh. Like it says in Tanya. The Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, each one of their own way, each one of their own generation, gave us a koy. Let's try to put those words. The ktere same marpe for alle magefis von ikvis of the Mashiach. How does a yid remain a yid? He's zoiche to taste from the mayon. He learns a peidik tanya. He learns a few shuras of tanya. He puts on tefillin on mitzoyim. This is hatzolus nefoshes. This is the koyach that the Baal Shem Tov and Alter Rebbe gave. It's in eliki. And it's very complicated. You know why it's complicated? For the same reason that so many people are afraid of the tanya, we're afraid of our school becoming too crazy because they have too much chassidus. You understand? Let's make it normal. Now, I'm the biggest advocate for normalcy, okay? But I am. But the truth is, the emes is, that if I had to put it in oisius, you could trade in 100 pounds of academic aptitude for an ounce of pure faith. As a person, as a father, and as a teacher, the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe Chassidus is all about God without kashis, not a God with terutzim. Those are the ganze Chassidus. Be'emes, the whole Indian of Chassidus, it's not a philosophy. It's not convincing you intellectually. It's bypassing the Seichel. Even Chassidus Chabad, which is so intellectual, but the whole Chassidus Chabad is to strengthen the Yamuna, not to prove it. Chassidus Chabad never ever proves there's a God. Never. It just tells you how to bring that God into your mind. But your relationship to that Eibishter, Emunah Tehera, Emunah, you show me a Maimer Alter Rebbe where there's a proof of Eibishter. It doesn't exist. Doesn't it? Tzemach Tzedek has notes. I have to say this. If someone has a show, I'm going to know that the Kum Bergman catches. The Tzemach Tzedek has a Sefer Achkire. The beginning of the Sefer Achkire is a Goss on the Rasag's first two Maimorim. And the Rasag's first Maimorim are proof that there's a God. So that's where it is. Yeah. Tzemach Tzedek wrote notes, but it's an Andesach. It says in the Yemyeim. The Tzemach Tzedek wrote those notes in anticipation of the meeting that he knew he was going to have in Peterburg. But the Chassidus Chabad is not Chassidus Chabad is Chassidus. It's not Seichel. The Seichel supports Emunah. It doesn't prove it. And das is unser Eisek. And the truth of the matter is, honestly, for the same reason that a misnagid and a conservative rabbi, both, are afraid of Tanya, I chaba shochen, et me detailed, a maise. The story is printed in there was a yid who passed away many years ago. I don't know how many, but a long time ago. His name was Reb Meir Blizinski. You may have descendants in the room. Reb Meir Blizinski. They made a biography of his life. You could buy the book, and if it's still available, and you can read about his life. Reb Meir Blizinski lived in Varsha. And he came from a Choshevech Chassidish Meshpocha, Nish Chabad, Apoy Lish Meshpocha. And in Poland, you even to say they didn't have yeshivas like in Rusland. The Divrei Chaim, you notice the Divrei Chaim didn't want yeshivas. The Misnagdim had big yeshivas. The Divrei Chaim, the Tzanzib, did not want yeshivas. You know what he said? Because in yeshivas, Klai Mizachal Lapakurs. And that's what happened in Russia, Lachnisht. The biggest brains, the Litvish yeshivas in Russia, were so good, you have no idea. You know, whatever the word, of course, the source of all the yeshivas is Volozhin. Yeah? And then all the Talmidim. I don't know, I'm not very good at this. People about Baranovich and Slabotke and Mir and Tells. These were incredible yeshivas. Don't kid yourself. To get into those yeshivas, you had to be a Mitzuyan Shev Mitzuyanim. They had 200-300 applicants every Zman. They took 20. They were geniuses. So if you were an Apocatus, all you had to do was end up in a yeshiva like that, and you contaminated the entire Russia. Because they became the Rabbonim. They became the Gedel Yisrael, and they were Goinim. When Taim Chatmimim was established, in Russia with huge yeshivas, if you would scratch away the outer layer, they were mamish rotten. I'm not going to say 100%, and I'm not going to say all the yeshivas. It was the worms from Seichel were terrible. The Tzanzeh says, Zol ze lan in the Shtiblach. So the Polish Shabachim, not in the Shtiblach. The Galatian Shabachim didn't have Rashi yeshivas. Didn't have such a Seyde Mesudir. So they can't learn a little bit in Litvish Shabachim. Because they didn't have such Hadrach, Echinuch. So even Groyse Goynim in Poland. Groyse Goynim in Poland. But as Eichmann has said, went in the Shtiblach. So this Rebbe went in the Shtiblach, I think. Anyway, he was in a Besmedrish. It was the early 1920s. Tav Reish Pei. Aleph. In Varsha, Gelept, Achosid, was a Gehesen, a five-ish Zalmanov. Shaga five-ish Zalmanov. He was a Shmuel Zalmanov's father. There's two Mishpachas. The original Zalmanovs were two, five-ish and Shmuel. And Five-ish had a son, Shmuel, and Shmuel had a son, Five-ish. So it gets very tricky. But there's two Mishpachas of Zalmanov. Five-ish Zalmanov lived in Varsha. His son, Shmuel Zalmanov, was very close to the Rebbe. Very, very close to the Rebbe. And his grandson, who was the same as Yisrael Yosef, just now passed away. If you saw in the magazine, Yisrael Yosef Zalmanov, this is a grandson, this is 5 years Zalmanov. So he walks into this medrash, this mayor. He was 14 years old. And 5 years Zalmanov sat down to learn what a Yid Tanya. He listened. This is a mayor Blazinski. And it took him, because he had kashas. He had questions. And he came to his parents and he complained, and he came to his teachers and he complained. That upside Rebbe, a Guteridi, the names are known, but I forgot them. My memory doesn't work. It used to work. So whatever I know, either I made it up or it's from my Malachat Zayden. And as time passes, it's more making up and less remembering. If you can laugh at yourself, no, you'll be a bottle for a long time. His Rebbe got him in touch with Brandwein. You know who Brandwein is? This is the Machaber of the Sulam. You know the famous Sulam on Zeir. He lived in Poland, against Brandwein. His grandchildren live in Eretz Yisrael now. I'm a kubel. A guy has kashas. A 14-year-old boy. So they brought him to this here Brandwein. I heard this from his grandson. He should answer his kashas. And he wasn't happy. They didn't work for him. But the Tanya worked for him. So he wanted to learn Chassidus. And his Rebbe, his mother's Rebbe, the Mishpacha, said, "Bishu meifin can learn Kabbalah. To get Eitzes from Brandwein, he was learning Kabbalah, is a mitzvah. But to learn the Tanya, Chazetrev." There's a whole Arichas HaSipur. He asked Shmuel Zalmanov to 5 years Zalmanov to learn with him. And they started learning, that he got together a Chevre, and they made Teim Chatmimim. Teim Chatmimim in Varsha was made when the Rebbe was still in Russia. And it was 10 Bachrim, but the Meir Blazinski was the reason. The yeshiva that he made closed. When the Rebbe came, they reopened it. He was a Yitzhak Mesiris Nefesh. He got married, and they got a lot of money for a Nadin. He took his entire dowry, and invested the yeshiva should stay open, and it stayed open just another year, and then it closed. That must have hurt, I can't imagine how. But the end of the story was that the Rebbe of his family, and I heard from a grandson of his, and given a tzaddik, given a bamoifis, given a hibnerit, said the Totzlan Kakabola, Tani Chazetreif. He got sick. He got sick. And his mother ran to their Rebbe and said, Meir is nicht gesund. Lefom HaBrocha, a Yeshua. He says, Hab ma Yeshua, Zola zechunte nemen, evadufen lenen kabol. you should commit to stop learning Tanya. So she, the story is printed now. She came to her son and Gebet Nerachmim, I can't afford to lose you. Say that you will not learn Chassidus. She said to his mother, he wants to think about it for 2 hours. What to think about it? She came back 2 hours later and he says, I'm not stopping to learn Tanya. And if I lose my life, I lose my life. And she knew that it was a kpeda from a gutarid. Anyway, the end of the story was, as soon as he said those words, as they say, he transferred allegiances. He went over from one to another. And he recovered. He went to Gazut. He went over from one to the other. And he lived. So his grandson said to me, he told me this story. He says, Ach, ken es nit verstehen. Jene Rebbe hat gehad einig lach was einig gewinn machalli Shabbos, einig lach treffes. Aber Tanya, it was an aversion, it was a resistance, it was a hisnagdus, which was so, and still that way. It so doesn't make sense how people are afraid of the Tanya. And you know why they're afraid of it? Because it works and you can't explain it. If the Tanya works and you understand why, so you can decide if it's a good method. But if something works and has no hesbed, it's like voodoo. What just happened? A person learns Tanya, his neshama wakes up. So you get uncomfortable. People like to control their environment, especially if they're so smart. It's a inner key. This is what chassidus is. So the point is, I'm a lamed. Right? This is a fabring of malamdim. It's very amazing. Baruch Hashem. A malamed has kinderlach and cheder. And I have very strong opinions about chinuch. Maybe they're wrong, maybe they're right, but they're strong. I absolutely believe in children learning and in children working hard. I don't believe that you raise a child by singing Hasidic songs and telling him Hasidic stories and jumping up and down. They have to work and they have to learn and they have to know. A child goes to school like a father goes to work. It's not meant to be easy. It's meant to be manageable. You can't expect a child to do something that he's not able to do. That's not fair. But what he could do, he must do. And he absolutely has to work. He has to write, and he has to read, and he has to listen, and he has to even think. Children are supposed to learn how to think in school. And their teachers have to make them. And you make them by work. This is certainly, everything I just said, I believe very firmly. But in the end, that's not how you make a yid. That's how you make a mensch. But in Chochmas Chitzonius can provide the same inyan. But the chassidus that we invest in the children is a lakus. It's really a lakus. And if you need to define a lakus means, it's magic. You cannot explain why and how it works. It just does. You don't understand why when you tell a story, a child, a sipur amiti, from Emes Chassidus, we defeat the Rebbe Zechreinus, or Emes Avos Yisrael, or Emes Yiras Shamayim, or Emes Yiras Nefesh, Emes Tahar and Kedusha. It touches the child's, not that doesn't touch the child's mind. It doesn't touch the child's imagination, as the psychologist wants you to think. It touches the child's soul. And ultimately, if I'm a Chassidish and a Lamed, and I have Talmidim who come to learn by me, I have to give them chassidus. Now, you're not giving 4-year-olds Tanya. I'm not into 10-year-olds learning Tanya. I have opinions about that. I think kids in elementary school, forgive me for my kfira, should be learning Mishnayis Balpeh, not Tanya Balpeh. They can learn Tanya when they're 12. Kids have to be kids. That's learning Mishnayis. That's my opinion. I know that I just started off with the whole Olotate and whole establishment, but I'm not changing my opinion. Just don't invite me back next Chayel. I won't say it again. Kids have to learn Mishnayis Balpeh. They have to know what in the Shulchan Aruch, they have to listen Mishnayis, they have to listen Torah. But that's the limud. When it comes to the neshama, every age the child gets, with the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, Emunah Yireh V'Ahavah. With the littlest children, it's the easiest. And as the children get older, it gets harder. Kids go through a stage where they're quite cynical. And unfortunately, that age is younger and younger. The Yiridus HaDoiris. A malamid has to find a way to the neshama of his child. And I don't mean this in the psychological sense. There is a psychology also. I mean it in the sense that you're planting seeds of elikus.
What does that mean?
It's a very good question. Don't ruin the Fabringen by reality. The most important method or tool for communicating that to the children is by being a Dugma Chaya. If you read the Friedrich Rebbe's Sichas and the Shimas, we have to make a break, we'll sing a Nigan and then we march, but just the Friedrich Rebbe writes so much about the Treif Melamdim. It eats him up alive. When you read it today, you don't even know what he's talking about. In those days, in America, and in a certain way it was true in Europe, and it was certainly true in Israel. You see, this is hard for you to understand, but today, what's the most important thing? Socially. To be cool. To look nice, to sound smart, to be quick, to be socially, to give the chanetze in the chabura. If you're a smart guy, and you don't know how to make a joke, you're a weirdo, you're a geek, you're a loser, nobody needs you. Come in, this guy sits in libraries and give books, they pay him 5 cents an hour, and the people who sell the books and wear nice ties, they make $1 million. That's how it is. 100 years ago, it wasn't that way. The world was into chokhmah. The world was into chokhmah. They used to call it unintelligent. Chassidim were nispol from unintelligent. He's edge-esh studiert. Agelerent. It was a terrible klipa. A terrible klipa. It's a klipa you can't even relate to because the world has changed so much. The world has changed. I don't know if you saw. It's a gewaldige shtickel. It's such a moidendike piece. The Rebbe had a relationship, a personal relationship, with a bunch of conservative, I don't know what you want to call them. Somebody once wrote, Harabonim HaConservativim. The Rebbe crossed that and wrote, Harabais HaConservativim. The Rebbe had a personal relationship with the JTS, the Jewish Theological Seminary. The Rebbe used to, before he was Rebbe, he would go in there. There was a Yid Lieberman, he was a Gaon. He wrote Sfarim and Yerushalmi. He was a Frum Yid B'chayev HaPratim. And the Rebbe had a very strong relationship with this guy Lieberman. And a lot of the members of the JTS had personal ksharim with the Rebbe. And the Rebbe's shita, when it came to them, I'm not saying we're allowed to do this. Conservative Judaism have problems with emunah. But you say that, das. But the Rebbe had a shita of techi ochak lipasei dorak. He didn't throw them away. You see, by dollars, these are very famous conservative rabbis who knew the Rebbe very well. They've spent time with them. They've encouraged them. There's a famous video where a guy, one of the conservative rabbis, spoke about Tarat HaMishpacha, and then the conservative movement, Paskin, that Tarat HaMishpacha, Nishkan Ikir, and Sarusim from Mikvois, from there's a whole story. Anyway, a guy comes to the Rebbe by dollars. And dollars is open. He comes with his wife. Of course, there's a kid. You could see right away that this man has spent a lot of time by the Rebbe. And there's a kid, he's an elderly Jew. He'd been to the Rebbe in the 50s and the 60s. And the Rebbe says to him, it's not my style, even though it is his style, but it's not my style. It's a mission sich in Yenim Zachen. But I'm reading what's going on now in the JTS. This goes back 30 years. So you can imagine how it's today. JTS is the Jewish Theological Seminary, the biggest conservative school of Chachomim in America. And they would take a big lumdim, Amol. Amol. Heint is as if you'll tell you. Amol, you can lend it, you know. Amol, you can lend it. Or Tarzang Lahavl. So the Rebbe tells him this. I hear, apparently the kids, the students, started to behave like it's a college campus. Wilder hate. So he tells the Rebbe, Kilo, I can't help it. Ich kann es nicht helfen. I'm not involved. You're talking to the wrong guy. So the Rebbe says, I wouldn't say it if it wasn't so painful. Tell him, the Rebbe says, that if he doesn't manage this, in a very short time, there's going to be nobody who'll be able to understand his lectures. He says, oh, this I can tell him. They're going to become Americane. You understand? Nobody home. You know, you make fun of anybody with little seichel. Why? Because he's weird. It was different then. So you had people, very intelligent, takagaleren to mention. Oh, but some of them were pashat bitter because they had tzores. Bichlal, Yidden were bitter. Yidden are bitter to mention. For good reasons. And some of them are gemeint as em geferstan the maybe the best of the maybe shnalein. And you had people who could teach you diktuk and Tanakh and Talmud better than any malamed notator. And they didn't believe in anything. They were gornish geglaubt. They were great pedagogues. They were brilliant teachers. They knew a lot. And they can't even get good. They were good gefdelt. They were really skilled. And they had no emun in their heart. And it was an Asoyan. You get a malamed from Poland, an altarid, the kids are going to throw spitballs. They're going to go by him so fast, he's not even going to realize what's going on. You understand? Or you can get one of these cool guys who's going to teach these kids behavior and discipline and menschlichkeit and ksiv, whatever it is, how to read and how to write. And there's no God. And the Friedrich Rebbe screamed about this bloody murder. You're not allowed to give your children to be the best teacher in the world. If he doesn't have a muna to hate, he's not allowed to go near your kids. Now, so a malamed communicates, you ask me a question, a malamed communicates these values to his own muna, to his own ava, to his own yide. A malamed who's a tomim, you know, adults are not children. Children are naturally very, very sincere. Adults, I really don't believe it's because they're so smart. It's because the Yetzer Hara, as the Hechveis mentioned, it's faltan ein avedimul. It's faltan avedimul, people. A malamid brings into his classroom his pure faith and his pure joy of being a yid, and he communicates this to his children. And you can't bluff. If you know the word from Friedrich Rebbe, I think it was Friedrich Rebbe, there was Psayid. I think it was the Friedrich Rebbe, if not the Friedrich Rebbe, there was Chassidim who had daughters, had no sons. And of course, in those days, there were no Chadorim, there was no Beis Yankiv, there was no Beis Rivka, there was no Beis Sora, there was none of these things. So he hired a Malamed to tutor his daughters. And the guy was a good Malamed. So after they talked Malamedes, and they talked salary, and all the good things, and get them a freg, and Zogmed, Besayir Shamaim. So he answered, "Ich bin nicht kein Yirei Shamayim, aber ich will sehen, dass die Kinder sollen sein Yirei Shamayim." So again, I think it's about from Friedrich Rebbe. So he answered, "Von mir das nicht genug. Jemalt meine Kinder werden neu wachsen und sie sollen sehen, werden das jener so sein Yirei Shamayim. Und von mir teilt das nicht." Okay, we'll make a Iberais, we'll make a Hefsek. We'll talk about it, yeah. But this, I mean, you chayel. I'm verbringing chayel with malamdim. L'chayre darf me wegen dem verbringen. L'chaim. L'chaim lebrach. L'chaim, l'chaim, l'chaim.
Tzama lecha na ushkayach. Tama lecha besom vodi. Be'yeret tiyave. Yeah.
Some, of course, it's like a living. Not terrible.
Gave him money to Shluch, $500 for the Maisut, $500 for the Chasa, right? I'm giving it in one check. This is
my da-da-da-do.
A proposal. Can I the Rubei Shal Oilam Zitznagdo? But I don't know if Rubei Shal Oilam is going to be here in a couple of hours. So I like to do this because this is against the principle. Loma Zogin Yetz the Mountain Rebbe's Nigen. Why do I have to wait till the six people left and it's 1 o'clock in the morning? Loma Zogin, it doesn't mean the Fabrengen is over, it just means the people are still here. Loma Zogin Mountain Rebbe's Nigen. Yeah? So as the Rebbe said, Gein Nem de Chosid, Gein Bring de Chosid. I'm talking about Rebbe's Nigen.
Ya 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 ya
The Rebbe calls Malamdim, Malachte, Malachte Shamayim. You know that, right? I'm sure you heard that. Malachte, Malachte, Mitzutzim, Eibishin's Arbet. Eibishin's on Malamit. Eibishin was the first Malamit. And he gave recess. What was the rai of the Eibishin? A good Malamit. He gave him recess. He gave Meshach Rabbeinu recess. How often? After every six psukim, he gave him recess. It doesn't say how long the recess was. Azay Shteit. He gave Meshach Rabbeinu a half sikh in Pasha Lepasha. Okay, but Meshach Rabbeinu was a. He was a teacher's pet. During recess, instead of playing, he was chazering the shiur. Yeah. So a person is a malamid is doing the Eibishter's work. You're doing the Eibishter's a malamid. The Eibishter has to teach us Teira. He taught Teira to Meshach Rabbeinu. Meshach Rabbeinu, Meshach became Teira Misinai, Sinai, Sarah Yeshua. Meshach is not the first malamid. The Eibishter is the first malamid. The Eibishter is the first malamid. L'chaim, l'chaim. Okay, so I'll talk about what you asked. And I'll give you a simple way to remember it, if you will. The Rebbe has the Siche in Yonah Shalteres Achsidus. The Rebbe said, "It is kiss the Toshin Chavov, as you know." And the Rebbe was magia. The Rebbe worked very hard on that sikh. Come upon me. The sikh came out muga in Toshin Lamed Aleph. 5 years after the Rebbe said the sikh, it came out muga. And it came out muga for the Sefer Erechim. And it's interesting. They were mafarsim nishlaying in the last year or two, the minus of the Rebbe about it. That when Abiel was finishing the first Zayin Gezunten Shtag, Eichesom V'Shonim Tevis U'Meiris, he was finishing the first krach of the Sefer Erchim. So he wrote to the Rebbe about a mavoy or a psach dover, a preface to the Sefer Erchim. I don't know if you guys know, but I have in my Nish Gedrikte a long Hagadoma that Rabbi Yael Kahn prepared for the Sefer Erechim, and it didn't go in. I don't know if it was vetoed mitzad das tachten or mitzad. I said, "Fran, we can't kriegen. If you know the right people today, everything is so easy. One guy with a computer, and everybody has all the gigamvete. But we were bacher, and we used to collect these things. Koyvit yad al yad. There was no. We had to make copies of everything. So you had to steal a copy machine. It was a whole situation. But the Rabbi Yael wrote a whole long." Mevoy to the Sefer Erechim, which he did not include. And upon him, he wrote to the Rebbe that the Rebbe should give something. So the Rebbe wrote back to him, Yimtzas HaSiche de Meida'ani. The Rebbe calls the Siche in Yorel, the Siche of Meida'ani. That's how the Rebbe labeled it. Because the Rubai of the Siche was the Meida'ani. If you're familiar with the Siche, Meida'ani. Anyway, but the Sikha starts, the first sif of the Sikha really has everything that the Sikha is going to talk about is in the first Pedik. The Rebbe starts off saying, if you know the Sikha in Yonash, yeah? The Rebbe starts, you can hear me, right? You can hear me, yeah? The Rebbe starts off by saying that the Benigeh to what's in Yonash, Chassidus, Nemru Dvarim Rabbim. There's a lot of different pshatim of what Chassidus is. And the Rebbe brings four. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. The first is, right, from Ksav Yadach Leinei Delami, right? We grew up with Ksav Yadach Leinei Delami. Many, many years it was called Ksav Yadach Leinei Delami. Now it's printed in Sefer HaMemorim Tov Reish Samach Gimel as a mimer from the Rebbe Nishma Seyden. Chogehet mentioned Zog Nebshenisht. It's printed as a mimer from the Rebbe Rashab. Yechideis Gula Yitzkisa Tov Reish Samach Gimel. It's printed. But for years and years and years it was called Ksav Yadach. The Rebbe had a Ksav Yadach Lei Nedalami. He doesn't know who it came from. And at the Ksav Yadach Lei Nedalami, it says that the Baal Shem Tov came into this world, I think it's the name of the Pichas Koritzer, to be Me'eder Yid from Eisalfus, to wake people up from a condition of faint. And as we know, the Vart, which the Rebbe said, that the Baal Shem Tov's name was actually Yisroel, because he was Koire at Aroiz Giro from a Yedin Yidin, every Yid's name is Yisroel. And the neshama of the Baal Shem Tov was a call to be me'eder the neshama of Yisrael. Right? So the first inyan of Chassidus is to wake people up from Eisalfus. And you have to understand, it's beseder mesuder. It's not stam as a four things. There's a seder. The second thing is what the Gemara says, chosid serfan. The chosid is lefnim yishur esadin. Poshet frum. Frum, oiz gehit. What's a chosid lefnim yishur esadin? Se gevena yid vasad gehesen. The Chaim Ezer. Chaim Ezer was the Rav of Vilna. Chaim Ezer passed away Tisha B'Av Tov Shin, right before the war started. Chaim Ezer. No, was a year. No, the war starts at Tess. A year after the war started. He was the Rav in Abezna of Vilna. Apollo was a big Gaon. What do I know about Goyness? I can't tell Sach Lenin. He was a big Talmud Chacham, a big Gaon. And he had a whole Bezden. Reb Chaim Ezer loved Chassidim. He was a misnagid. He was an emissary misnagid, but he loved Chassidim. You know why? Because they were frum. Chaim Ezer couldn't take the misnagdish kalos reish. Today's misnagdim are not misnagdim. Sadoa Sefer, I'm the master of digression. I make a living by changing the subject. But if you think I'm good at it, you'll hear Mendel Fabreng, Mendel Futafas. You sit a whole night and wait for him to go back to the story that he started 5 hours before. He never goes back. I try to make full circle. Sadoa Sefer was haste. Teira Samus. It was printed 8 years ago. Tov Shin Ayim Beis. Because it was the 100th anniversary of the yeshiva's Teira Samus at the Rebbe Rashab's Meyasad in Chebron. So the Menah Hanhola made a Sefer called Teira Samus. It's a boring book. And books on book of schools are boring. But there's 200 pages, I think, on Lebalter Simchovich. Lebalter was a gem. His life was Kula Yisurim. He died at 45, I think. Meduka Bi Yisurim. You have no idea between Ashver and Lebem. It's not fair. You're talking about not fair, that wasn't fair. He was such a big chosid, he was such a big mechosid. He also had a great cup. He was also a moid in the cup. He printed now his Rishim Santanya. He had a clear, deep mind. A gruntike, tiefe cup. He wasn't a balregesh. He was a moid in the cup, balregesh, if a tinkin mashke till the ocean was dry. But he was a gvaldik, he was a big chosid, Rabbi Alter Simchovich. And they immortalized him. Rabbi Alter Simchovich had three daughters, he had no sons. And then his children were raised orphans. His wife died in Pevov, I think. Left three klein amon yisei memlach. Mamish, babies. He raised them himself. He was always sick. I don't think any of his daughters were from. He had only tzaddis, Rabbi Alter. But they immortalized him. And that's why you have to buy the sefer. Because Rabbi Alter Simchovich was in a golden age, he was golden, Rabbi Alter. But Sandat Namaise, he traveled back and forth from Eretz Yisrael to Poland. The Fidei Rebbe wanted to be in Poland. She was Madach de Bochrim. but he had tuberculosis. He had terrible problems with his lungs. He needed to be in a warm climate. So he would come to Poland, then he got sick, moved out to Israel, got better, went back to Poland. I got claimed a kind in Hadavin. He had a right to complain, and he didn't. And we found out Navart, forgive, it's going to upset a lot of you, but I don't care. So Nachtzen Adegir. Somebody once said to Rabbi Alter Simchovich, "Eine von de Prushim de Misnagdim." In Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, there's Prushim. They're the leftovers from the Vilna Gaon. They went to Eretz Yisrael 200 years ago. They're still there. They wish Treimlach, Payas, full beards, and they're Misnagdim till the Nekudah. They have on their wall no pictures. Chas v'shalom. The only picture they have is Rachmanel Etzlan, the Chayim, that hangs on their wall. Frum till the end. So somebody once said to Rabbi Alter, "This Geitzrik Achzikyor." The story happened at least. He's gone 80 years. He passed away tzaddik tes. So someone said to Rabbi Alter Simchovich, "Einif from the Prushim from the Misnagdim." So Rabbi Alter snapped back, and I want you to hear this. I'm talking to you because you asked the question. Yeah? I want Davis wissen. Rabbi Alter said, "This is Misnagdim. Ich weiß was am Misnagd is." He said, "He was in Poland." He said, "They were." He said, "Doesn't it misnagdim? Doesn't it tzaddikim? Misnagdim today are very frum. They're beemis elchidim. They have this aversion to the Rebbe and to Mashiach, which is mamish not to be understood. Just like that, it's totally irrational. Just that aversion to the Tanya, but they're elchidim. Misnagdim in the old country were big lomdim and kelcha datera odif." Rabbi couldn't stand it. He was a Litvish Yid, and he was surrounded by big Bnei Teda, be'emes gracious Lamid HaChomim. And by today's standards, you would call them Reish, call Bnei HaGoyla. And every Kula and every Heter, I'm Zigikent. And I'm Gepaskent, I'm Zigikent. Rabbi couldn't take it. Rabbi Meizah loved Chassidim Poshet because they were Elach. They're not looking for Kulas. And there's the famous word that happened with him, with Rabbi Meizah. That the Misnagdi, Agon of his Chevah from his Bezdin, a great Talmud Chacham, came across the letter from the Rebbe Rashab about the Shoshana Ledach, and he laughed. The Mishnah says, "Abar Rosh Hashanim, and the Chassidim have a fifth Rosh Hashanah." So Chaim Ezer didn't laugh. And he said, "Bazei kum tzu, and ba'unz heit al tzarabkin." The Chassidim are adding or always diminishing. And I want to tell you a story which you're not going to like, but it's true, and you have to hear it. That there was a Lubavitch Yid in a bungalow colony or in a camp. And one of Rabbi Asheber's Talmidim, not Rabbi Asheber, one of Rabbi Asheber's Talmidim, Emes Talmidim, was teaching with Elul. Rabbi Asheber used to teach his Talmidim in Elul Lukutatere. And he used to say, if not for Lukutatere, Rosh Hashanah has no meaning. He taught the So Lubavitch Yungaman is watching a Litvisher, a modern Litvisher, yeah, a Talmud of Rabbi Asheber, teaching Lukut Teira, and he was giving a shir, and kederach a magid shir, but with a islavos, the fire, and it ain't dik as a midei dabit, as a tanya pedik lev. This is a misnagid. And he was so surprised to hear that a misnagid should write tanya pedik lev, he wrote it into the Rebbe. That he was in a camp, and he saw one of, not Rabbi Asheber himself, Asheber that minished. He had a real love. Rabbi Asheber also had a real love for Chassidim, and for the same reason. For the same reason, he knew what he was missing because he was not raised a Chassid, and he understood for his students how important it is. He used to say, "You took my mind, and you didn't take my heart," but it bothered him. So he wrote into the Rebbe that he saw a Talmud of Asheber teaching Chassidus. Okay, didn't go there, but Tanya Pedik Lev, das doch der Jargon, das ist doch unser. So the Rebbe wrote, "Kemaimer, bazei v'chulu ba'unz v'chulu, v'chein lehepach, lehepach." He quoted this word from Rabbi Chaim Ezer, "Bazei v'chulu ba'unz v'chulu." By them, it's adding, by us, it's diminishing. V'chein lehepach. It's a word from Hechocha that the Rebbe wrote. V'chein lehepach. So the second, getting back to the point, yeah, the second thing that's written on the first sif of Inyana Shotel Sachasidas that the infachidas is chosted safe from the Fnimishur Sadin, yeah? What's the third thing? Midas Tevis, right? Midas Tevis. The two Madregis. The lower Madregis is the Shanes Midas of Ativim, that you change your teva. If your teva is chesed, you do gvura. If your teva is gvura, you do chesed. And the higher madrega is lishanis teva midaysev. So if your teva is chesed, you do chesed, but not based on the teva, outside the teva, beyond the teva. If your teva is gvura, you do teva. Ebi shafin nevis metonish ezahu chsheite kol ma'abed mash and neistam. If you gave your midas chesed, you should use it, but it shouldn't be limited to teva. And the fourth is moyach. That what? That the seichel of nevesha sichlis, and even the seichel of nevesha bahamis, should be able to understand the lakus in hasoga pnimis. Those are 4 points. 4 points. And they're in order. Right? The first one speaks to what you and I would call a yid. That's rachik, not frum, or in a matzav of esalfus, you know, in our culture we call it OTD, nevach, a rab von weg, nicht zufrieden. The second one is poshet frum. And the third is Birra Midas. People don't know it, but one of the Nyanim of Chasidus, don't tell it to anybody, is Midas Tevis. You would not know. But one of the Nyanim of Chasidus, Poshet, being a nice person. What's such Midas Tevis? If my Teva is, Arayin Zog Nyanim, it's a nature, it's a nature. And by Midas Birusha, Eleven Insol Nevler, I'm excused, I can insult you as much as I want. My elder Zayda had a big mouth. My elder was a big Chasid and a lot of Abbas Yisrael, but that we forgot. Yeah, or if a person has a teva, whatever teva it is, a marashchede, he doesn't trust people. One of the inyanim of chassidus is to overcome your midas tivim. Like it says in the Maimon, Padre Vashom, to make the midas alakim. My personality, God made me with a certain personality and a certain nature. There's parts of it which are toiv, and there are parts of it which are ra. The ra I have to be, legarish, kol mida, ro, maguna. And even the toiv, I have to take the tivius out of it. And the fourth thing is poshe fashtengat lachait. So you say, so how do we do it? How do we do it? So it depends on the child. Four drachim. I mean, children, you don't have that many choices. The fourth one, lachait, is not shaykh as the children. The third one, it would be nice. It would be nice if we talked about midas tevis. See, in America, if you have midas tevis, the good finish last. If America have midas tevis, so you're going to be a loser. Why? If you have midas achzorius and you insult people and put people down, you stand on people's head, you get ahead. This is the meaning of mokum. But if you want tools, you ask me a question. To how do I communicate to my children, to my talmidim, to my own children, to myself, the idea that Chassidus has an akuda which is deeper than the mind, that's straight to the neshama, that connects me to the Eibishter naturally. So depending on the child, some children you have to push it, wake them up. And if you have to wake them up, you have to use the Baal Shem Tov's methods. How did the Baal Shem Tov wake the people up? He didn't run around and scream to them, behemoths. He didn't run around and tell them that they're terrible. He went around and he told them, like we tell all of our kids today, based on the psychotherapy, that Yibishta loves you, and that you're very special, and that you're very important. And the Baal Shem Tov, this is one of the Baal Shem Tov's matbeis amalchas. Baal Shem Tov said raglat. He didn't say it once. Rachamono liba boy. Right? It's very hard for a kid in your class who can't learn so good and doesn't know how to read so well, and you tell him that Yibishta loves you because you're trying so hard. It's true. But it's very difficult for kids to find that as a nichumin, as a nechoma. But it's emes. It's emes. If you have children who are in a state of hisalfus, so you have to reach them the way the Baal Shem Tov reached children who are in the maimed matz of hisalfus. You know the stories. The stories are that they were magidim. They were magidim. They were preachers who made a panos of doing what I do. He asked me before if I'm being paid. Yeah. Made it. Whenever he saw me, say, "Oh, the maggid, he ruined my whole show." Oh, the maggid. Whenever he saw me, he made sure to bring me down to size. The magidim, they made a living. Every time I saw, I came in the middle of a drush, 100 people. Oh, the maggid. That was the party was over. That was it. The spiel is oisge spiel. But it was good. It was good. I wish I made it. You come and tell me again. Oh, the Magid. Anyway, the Magid made a living giving drushes. And the more tissues that they used, the more tears that they dropped, the more they paid you. In other words, the more you made them feel like garbage, the more money you got. Thank you very much for making me feel like garbage. Think about it. This is European Jews. Americans don't like that. But that's even not the name. Anyway, so the good magidim had full-time jobs. The best ones had full-time jobs. In Vilna, in Slutsk, in Minsk, in Pinsk, in Chvezu, Shklov. The second category of magidim had a circuit. There are 5-6 towns. And they would take turns every Shabbos to tell people how terrible they are in a different town.
Couldn't do it every week.
They couldn't afford it. It was too expensive. So he went to tie it. The third class of Magidim, Klal didn't have a job. So they had credentials. They had like the guys who schnuttered in 770, these rabbis who say this guy is legitimate. The Shals, who's the rabbi? Well, the rabbi is legitimate, but he has a picture with a rabbi with a chassim, mitash temple, from Demstadt, from Yenemstadt. So they had these Magidim, had credentials, had papers that so and so gizok, as a kosher, the rid, nagutta magid. And they would travel from place to place where they didn't even have a circuit, or didn't even have a cycle. In other words, communities that could not afford a Magid Beklal. And once a year, they got together a few cents. The Magid came and told them how terrible they were. They all cried, and they fainted, and they paid him. Thank you very much. So when you read it as a chreinus, you read about this. So the Magid Melazoi, in Litte, Yidden hadn't suffered. In Litte, White Russia, the northern part of Europe, they hadn't suffered. The Chmelnitsky didn't reach there. So there were hundreds of years of uninterrupted Teder Aved. So the Magidim used to come and scream fire and brimstone. It was, I mean, they were Kalim for it. They were the Fiyarech. When they went to Poland, when they went to Galicia, and they went to where the Baal Shem Tov was, the Jews were broken, you have no idea. They thought of themselves worse than dust. And then these Magidim would come and make them feel worse than they already felt. Mamish mevatlan kafadara. And the way it's described is, when the Magid was like really into his drasha, he would say that if the Yidden don't do tshuva, and vasa bashan the tshuva, to derecheret v'tamidei chachomim, and to mechabed b'nei Torah, Chmelnitsky is going to come back. It's like saying Hitler to a survivor. People would push and have heart attacks. Mamish, people would have, it was gefelach. So the Baal Shem to send around his chevre to balance out these magidim. A magid comes to town. He has his credentials. I don't know if you've ever seen a magid. A yid came for Tisof Yerushalayim. He came in yeshiva to give a drasha. And I remember him saying, Sagimonim broch is dachzach. And we were all joking how the dachzach was eingechazer. The dachzach was also part of the... He said dachzach in every shul that I went into, the Zalba dachzach. Everything was choreographed. No, he was good. He was very, very good. But it was so practiced. And you're like, Musa, came to Erech Anachabad in Los Angeles. Anyway, so they would come into these shuls, posh at the yidin, them gun as you can, this good to the salaf, and scream at them. See if a psatzadik nistir, who's been sleeping on the bench for 2 weeks, nobody knows what he eats and where he sleeps. Get to zechavek, that's avek. And this guy is in the middle of his speech, and he's so inspired, he's almost convincing himself that what he's saying is taka emes. This old man says it, achs mesa steht in the gemore, dachsach mir, as steht in the gemore, as afa pisha chota Yisrael. Weißt du, as chota fil ham dama vere, so the guy would stop. Ja, aber, so he goes, noch einmal mit Chazal, and by the time it was over, the guy had to run for his life, and the people found out for the first time in their life that they're not, Davish doesn't hate them, and they're not so terrible. This was one of the things that the Baal Shem Tov did as an istir. And his Talmidim did as an istir. This is one of the things we do for our students. This is one of the things we do for our students. We live in an age, I mean, I got into trouble with a very big chassid. He's probably never going to forget that I'm an oisvar, as long as he lives. Which I'm not comfortable with, but I'm not going to tell you his name. I met him in Russia. And I was not traveling with a group like this. It wasn't Chassidus Shingalai. It was Balabat Shingalai. And we had vikuchim. You travel, you spend 4 or 5 days together. You have so much time to... So one of the issues that came up was the Maimer Margile Tofshin Memvov. You know about the Maimer Margile Tofshin Memvov? You know about the Maimer? You heard about it. The Rebbe says only Simcha and betachut v'zayin gut. No, the Rebbe says, don't even give tzedakah. Just betachut v'zayin gut. So I'm going to tell you a story about this maimer margil. I'll tell you a story. The maimer was said Shabbos pashas vayishlach tezayin or yudayin kislev tov shimimvav. This was vayhibi meha fax. This is a long time ago. The fax was such a gilui. The Rebbe said a siche, and within 15 minutes it was shipped. It was amazing. The fax, I mean, today faxes, they're worth their weight in gold. It's a collector's item. I mean, fax lasted about 2 minutes from the snail mail until the internet was mamash apor yor, but sigven tkufas a fax. Tkufas a fax. So we used to get the faxes. This is a story I'll never forget as long as I live. And I would imagine that anybody who was there, Dubustach HaTalmud from the Rosh Hashiva, you'll see the story, it's kvaldik. The whole Anash came to the yeshiva, Earl Chanuch Abad Vitas Kislev. Vitas Kislev was a few days after Vayishlach. And there was a Frem dimension. The shul was packed. The shul was mamish full. I mean, it was very full. I don't know if you know Rabbi Shochet. Rabbi Shochet is a very thorough man. He's so thorough, he makes you nervous. Every sikha, every maimer that came from the Rebbe, he would learn and learn and learn and learn and learn. How many of you learn it? We all know he was a smart guy, but he would sit and sit and sit and sit. So this, the Rebbe, in a week, he got from the Rebbe so much tzchayre. The maimer is built in muga, short little maimer. Margal b'pumah d'rove, tachlis, chochma, tshuva, maisem tevim. Anyway, the maimer is, 3/4 of the maimer is this whole thing about how today there's no bechias and there's no bechias, there's no tilim, there's no tzedakah. Imagine.